What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
We got to talk with Mike West at pools.
We are at Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. We're very excited to bring you a special broadcast from inside Ballpark Village, where we would like to be right now. Now, later, the ballpark will be buzzing with activity, and fans are going to do their best to stay cool and hydrated. But right now, the place to be is Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. You want to get something to eat. You want to get something to drink. You want to get some air conditioning and cool off before the game. This is where you want to be. We broadcast many, many of our shows from here. Sports on a Sunday morning is here from time to time, and thought this would be a good day to do so. Dennis Ford is here as a winner of the Cardinal Glennon Gallup, which was a great event, and donating to that great Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital and an opportunity to sit in with us. And so we appreciate Dennis very much. And hope that their family enjoys the game. I'll tell you what, Cardinals fans are very, very happy right now with the way this team is playing. And I'll be honest, you know, I had a email exchange last night with a guy named Dean, and he called me out a little bit for being too optimistic, too positive, and maybe overinflating how much the fans are into this team. And he kind of said, you know, hey, I know that you always say that the place is starting to fill up a little bit, but I didn't see a lot of fans yesterday. I countered with that I was at the game on Friday, and I felt that there was a great vibe in the stadium. And while it wasn't full, it sure felt packed compared to some of the attendance figures in the past. But I told Dean he's right. I will be cautious when I start talking about this a little bit more. I don't want to lead people to believe that, you know, it's back to being at full capacity or something like that. But I think it's okay to say that the fans like the team. I mean, I think the fans like the players. The fans started to protest ownership and John Mozeliak. I told you all the story about running into a fan when I was doing the college baseball Missouri Valley Conference tournament, and he could not have been nicer. I mean, probably in his 60s, dapper, wearing his Illinois State polo and khakis, and he knew everything about the Cardinals. And he stopped me because he recognized me. We were just chatting in the parking lot, and I said, when are you going to come down and see us? Are you going to go to the Cubs series? And he goes, I always go to the Cubs series, but I'm not coming down there until John Mozeliak is gone. I was like, wow, okay. I mean, it took me by surprise because he was a very well-educated, very good Cardinals fan. So it brought me back to, yes, you know, there are people who are out there who are not coming because their perception is this or their feelings are this. I've told you over and over again, I will never tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what you're missing if you're not here. I'm going to tell you about the team. And yes, as a rights holder of the St. Louis Cardinals, we will help them with their promotions and we help them with their marketing. But I'll always tell it to you straight. And, you know, this team is to me, a team that is just trying to figure it out along the way. They're just sort of grinding out ways to win. It's not pretty by any means, but they find ways to do it. And they are pretty exciting. And they're young and they're developing. And in some cases, a little older. You know, Nolan Arenado is one of the great third basemen of his generation. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. It's one of your last chances to see him. I don't know how long he's going to be a Cardinal, whether it's this year or next or beyond. He almost wasn't a Cardinal this past offseason. They tried to trade him to the Astros. They had a deal in place, and he rejected it. Wilson Contreras, fun player, been around a long time, hated here in St. Louis when he was a Cub. Now he's back. You just go right down the line. Sonny Gray, you know, here's one of the great pitchers of, I'd say, the last decade in baseball, and he's bounced around to some teams. He wanted to be here. He wanted to come back, and he said, no, you know what? I want to be here. I want to be part of this. And so he stuck around. So, you know, I look at the team, young guys that are going to make mistakes. Jordan Walker is far from perfect. He's watching pitches go by. He's, you know, going to make a mistake every now and then. Gorman got nailed on the base paths every once in a while. He also, you know, will chase a bad pitch. Mason Wynn is not perfect, but, boy, is he learning, and he's a phenomenal fielder. And is willing to do whatever it takes to win. I saw him not going 100%. I was at the game Friday. I saw him not flying down the line on that ground ball to second. I was there. We talked about it in our seats. You know, I see these things happening. These are learning, growing pains that the Cardinals are going through. But I'll go back to this. It is a fun team. And I think that some fans are starting to latch on to the players, and they're coming back for the players. They're coming back because they like baseball played the right way, and they like to see effort, and they like to see players grind. And, yeah, there are some young players coming, too, who are really going to draw. I think Weatherholt's going to be a draw. I think Quinn Matthews will be a draw. McGreevy already has shown you that he has some Wainwright-like qualities. And I think that the team has an exciting center fielder in Victor Scott who's learning along the way. Lars Nootbaar has tons of talent, but he's still, you know, not through a full season yet, trying to figure out. He's gone up and down a little bit. I mean, they all have their story. Brendan Donovan's about as solid as they come, should be an all-star. Alec Burleson has taken an opportunity and run with it. It's a team that is in the works right now, and I do believe that they deserve the attention, but I wouldn't tell you with your money what to do, but I'll give suggestions. And my suggestion would be to follow this team, keep an eye on them, and if you do feel like you can get down here and be in an air-conditioned concourse like the Redbird Club, or if you want to sit up high in the shade and just take it in and have a hot dog and a beer, do that. I mean, the Cubs are coming to town tomorrow, and I assure you they'll have some fans here. Cardinals will have some fans here. It'll be a great atmosphere. Now, contributing to the Friday atmosphere was the fact that down here, and again, we're coming to you from Ballpark Village right now, Cardinals Nation. Friday was really, really well done by the Cardinals. They had Cole Swindell play a post-game concert, and I know this is done in other cities, but I hadn't seen it, and I hadn't seen it at Busch Stadium before. I remember when Adam Wainwright played a shorter set out in center field, remember that? Well, Cole Swindell played a full hour plus behind second base, fans on the infield dirt, fans in the seats, people having fun. It was a warm, humid summer night in St. Louis, and it was really, really great. And I commend the Cardinals and their production team that came in for putting that together, and Cole put on a great show. But before that, Cardinals scrapped out a win that I didn't think they were capable of, quite honestly. That was a lineup that was just sort of put together at the last minute because Herrera was hurt. They decided not – I don't know if it was put together at the last minute, but it felt this way. Herrera was hurt. Contreras and Arenado weren't playing because Arenado played both games of the doubleheader. Contreras played the doubleheader. They gave them the day off. Sejacy's not even at the ballpark yet, so they put out this qualifier. This is the lineup if Sejacy makes it on time. And they win the game, and they win it decidedly. And they did it with timely contact, making the Reds make plays, pitching extremely well, Andre Pallante. Really good effort. I thought it was a poster for what the Cardinals are. You know, a B to B-plus type team that had put away the Dodgers 2 out of 3, that took care of the Cincinnati Reds for 2, And now he's going to take on a first-place Chicago Cubs team. And I promise you, they hear all the critics. They've heard it all. They have a little edge to them. I think there is a neat story brewing here, but it's up to them now. Cubs for four after today. Cubs for three up at Wrigley. Big, big series, all of them. A crucial time for the St. Louis Cardinals. When we come back, we will go into the clubhouse. We'll hear some of the reaction to last night's win, a Joel Pozo walk-off hit in the 11th inning that gave the Cardinals a 6-5 victory. I'm Tom Ackerman, Sports on a Sunday Morning. We're coming to you live from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village, and we'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. We are at Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. It's great to be with you. I am Tom Ackerman, and these are the St. Louis Cardinals taking on the Reds today at 1:15 down here. The Cardinals won the first game, and it was a crazy one. The Cardinals just, you know, this is the way things are going right now for them. They are an up-and-down type baseball team, but they're fun. I'd say the second game against the White Sox was the crazy one, winning 8-6. Friday's game, they found a way to win 6-1 with, you know, a lineup that they called survival mode from Ollie Marmol and others. And then they just grind this one out yesterday. And here's how it happened. I want to start with this. Third inning, Ellie De La Cruz, who was picked off by Pedro Pages in game one of this series, is at the plate. There are two outs. So just to set the table for you, McLean single and then a Friedel single. And then Gavin Lux grounds into a double play. And it's Sonny Gray to Mason Winn to Wilson Contreras and a run scores. So Cardinals 2-0 lead is cut to 2-1. Then Ellie De La Cruz, who is a phenomenal player. He really is. A good, young, fun player. Hits for power, has tons of speed, comes to the plate to face Sonny Gray, and this is what happened.
Open stance, waits on the first pitch from Sonny. He lines up in the center field. Victor Scott's on the run. Can't get it. It goes to the wall. Watch De La Cruz run as He goes into third base, and here's a throw, and he is safe. And it gets away from Arenado, but Sonny Gray backs it up, and Cruz is going to try and score. Here's a throw, and he is O-U-T out by a mile. Good play, good fundamental play all the way around.
A great backup play by Sonny Gray. He backed up the play as the ball got away from Arenado and threw a dart as he would. He's a pitcher. Throws a strike right to the catcher, and it's an out recorded, and De La Cruz is out. Nailed on the base pass for the second consecutive game. De La Cruz is a great player. The heat got to him, as you saw in the fourth inning. He got sick out on the field. Then he came out, and he walloped a home run. A 435-foot shot. Again, he just took a changeup and deposited it. He is something else. And the Cardinals are down in this game 5-2 in the eighth inning. This is 5-2 on the De La Cruz home run in the seventh. In the eighth inning, Cardinals again still down by a count of 5-2. And Mason Wynn singles, an infield single, that goes to De La Cruz. It was deflected by the second baseman. It scored a run, and it's 5-3. Then here comes Alec Burleson.
From the stretch, the pitch. Burleson swings, and he hits it to right. That's a hit. That's going to score Donovan on to third. Mason Wynn. The Cardinals are down 5-4 now with the tying run at third. Two outs in the eighth.
They just keep coming at you. Wilson Contreras struck out. It's a 5-4 game, but you just get this feeling. If they can just get through the ninth, maybe they can give themselves a chance, and they do. John King comes in for Granillo, who recovered well after Steven Matz gave up three runs. Granillo just gives up a run, and getting through the rest of the ninth is John King, the lefty, very good. Bottom of the ninth, leadoff hitter Nolan Arenado.
The pitch, Arenado swings, he hits it deep, way back to left field, it might go, it's Gunner, a tie game, Arenado comes back to tie the game in the ninth inning.
Hits that one off Emilio Pagan, and Pagan ends up striking out the side after that, Gorman, Nootbaar, Pajes, to get this game to extra innings. But Arenado hits the big home run, and we have ourselves a tie game. The Cardinals and Reds are not able to score in the bottom, atop or bottom of the 10th. In the 11th inning, Phil Maton comes into the ball game. He starts things off with a wild pitch, and the runner at second, Spencer Steer, is able to get over to third. But then he strikes out Will Benson. He strikes out Santiago Espinal. He walks Connor Joe, and he, after Joe steals second and third, he K's Matt McClain, which was the pitch of the game for sure. Maton gets a huge strikeout and takes us to the bottom of the 11th. Arenado hit by a pitch. Remember, you got a runner at second here. Jordan Walker to start off the 11th. Arenado hit by a pitch. Nolan Gorman pops out. Lars Nootbaar pops out. Cardinals fans are saying, come on now, somebody, bring this run home. You know who that somebody is? Joel Pozo.
A look to second base, the pitch. A swing, and the ball's looped into right field. That's a base hit. Walker's being sent around. Here comes the throw to the plate. Save! The Redbird winner! Joel Pozo drives in the winning run. Light it up in downtown St. Louis as the Cardinals have come back to beat the Cincinnati Reds here at Busch Stadium. Wow, what a finish. And the Cardinals have knocked off the Reds 6-5.
John Rooney, Mike Claiborne, you heard the call on KMOX, and what a moment. Pozo does it. He is a contact hitter, and he just finds a way. He pokes that ball into right, gets Walker to score, gets in there by inches, and the Cardinals win the ball game 6-5 after the game. Nolan Arenado.
Cardinal fans, our star of the game here this afternoon is Nolan Arenado, the big home run in the ninth inning to tie this game. There's no fight in this. There's no quitting this team.
No, there ain't. We did a great job. They got some good arms over there. We battled to the end, and it was just a great team win.
I know you'd prefer not to play 12 innings on a day like today, but to get the wins and to keep piling up the wins, that's what this team has done.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously it was a hot day. It wasn't easy to get through, but we found a way, and it's just a great team win. But shout out to Pozo, man. What an at bat coming in. He hasn't played all day, and he's just been, that was unbelievable. He's the player of the game, to be honest.
Talk about the depth that this team has, because last night it's a totally different lineup. You pile up six runs. Today you're back in there. Wilson's back in there. But the result is the same.
Yeah, you know, I just think we just have a good group, man. We're having good at-bats, 1 through 9. And like I said, today was a tough day. They pitched well. But like I said, we found a way to win, and that's the most important thing.
And it's an important stretch because you've got the Reds and then you've got the Cubs, big division games.
Yeah, division games, again, like I said, again, they're both good teams, and it was great to win a series, and tomorrow we have a chance to go for a sweep, and it ain't going to be easy, but we're going to be ready to go.
Congrats, cool off.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
Nolan Arenado, our star of the game.
Thank you to Joe Pott on the field with Nolan Arenado. Thanks for Nolan for stopping by. And the Cardinals get another win, setting up Miles Michaelis for a 1:15 first pitch today. Cardinals getting another big bomb out of Arenado. He absolutely is quietly got himself back into a rhythm here. He's had some big hits lately. His average is up to 247. You know who's hitting 314 right now? The old 314? Better than Donovan, actually. Alec Burleson, 2 for 5, 3 RBIs, and a run scored. He hit his 8th home run, and here he is in the clubhouse.
I think we would have liked to have done it a little bit earlier today. But, I mean, we're like you said, we're never out of it. We know that we can string at bats together against anybody that they put in the game, so that's what we did. And then kudos to our pitching staff for, we didn't come through there in the 10th, and they just held them right there and let us give us another shot. So, credit goes to them today.
How nasty was Maton?
Yeah, he's looked really good for us. He fills up the zone, and he's got swing and miss too, so he's looked great. Anytime he comes in, we know we got a good shot to keep them where they're at. So, he was awesome today.
What is it about Joel?
Yeah, Maton's a real pro. He has been one of the better ones out there and pitching for the Astros. And for the Mets, had a tough time last year, but, man, he was good with the Astros. And he's been around. He's also from, right around the Springfield area, from Chatham, Illinois. He's a guy who grew up a Cardinals fan. Pretty neat to see Maton doing what he's doing. He gets the win, ERA at 1.84. Cardinals win it over the Reds yesterday by a final of 6-5. So that sets up today here at the ballpark, the Cardinals and the Reds on this June 22nd. They will be throwing Miles Michaelis today, and the Cardinals lineup has not been posted as of yet. We will continue to follow it. As soon as it does, we'll give it to you. Here's the lineup for the Reds: Friedel, McLain, De La Cruz, Stevenson, Lux, Steer, Benson, Trevino, and Fraley. With the pitcher, and I talked about him earlier this morning on Total Information AM, Andrew Abbott's really good, 6-1 with a 1.84 ERA. We'll take a break. When we come back, we talk some hoops. Josh Schertz, head coach of the St. Louis Billikens, will be with us. I'm Tom Ackerman. You're listening to us from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Coming to you from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village, Johnny Camp is our producer back in the studios of KMOX at the old Park Pacific. And just up the road from there is Chaffetz Arena, where the St. Louis Billikens play their home games. And they have an open practice coming on Tuesday. To join us to talk about that and his team is the head coach at St. Louis University. Josh Schertz is back on KMOX. Man, when I hear your voice, I know we're getting close. It's great to be with you. How are you?
I can tell you, it's been off-season's been tough for me. Every Sunday at 10:30, I just stare at my phone AM waiting for the call, and you know what I mean? Nothing's come in, so it's good to be back on. I've just been sitting there every Sunday at 10:30 staring, waiting, and so this was good. I'm back on.
And at 10:45, you're like, huh, no call. Well, I guess I guess I better get back to what I was doing. No, we appreciate.
Maybe he forgot. That's exactly right. Maybe he forgot this week. Crazy. But, next week will be the week. So this is good that I'm – it's good for the soul that I'm back on. I appreciate it.
We love having you. Just a quick announcement before we talk some hoops. I just got Gordon Graceffo has been recalled from Memphis. The Cardinals have just announced Andre Granillo has been optioned to Memphis. Wanted to pass that along. More baseball coverage coming from here at Busch Stadium in just a bit. You come down here, don't you? I got to get you down here if you haven't.
No, I do. I've been down. I've been to three or four games. Go up and hang with Claiborne and Rooney and those guys. I got to know John when he was doing he does some Valley games, and John's been great to me. Mike Claiborne's been great. I've been over there. Love Busch Stadium. Love baseball. Cardinals are it's one of the fun stadiums to be at. They've had a really obviously an impressive year. The way they scrap fight, that kind of, think they'll, the city can rally around that. And it's been a lot of fun when I've been over there. Last year I was really good luck. This year I've not been quite as good luck for the Cardinals. My fandom has not resulted in too many wins thus far, but last year I was undefeated, so who knows?
Wow, that's good. Well, maybe they can return the favor and help you out at your place. I think you'll be fine. The more you come over here, the better they're playing, actually, right now. So great to hear, too. John and Claibs are two of the best people in the world, and I love the fact that you're spending some time with our team. Josh, this is, I think, a fun situation for you, but also a challenging one at the same time. I mean, you get to teach basketball. It's what you do. You get to coach. You have talent available. But it's not easy in this era of college athletics where you're turning over rosters year to year. What are some of those challenges that are presented to you, but also the opportunity to upgrade talent to your liking?
Yeah, I think there's a balance. I hope as time goes on, as we get settled in here, there's less turnover and more continuity. I think that's, we've talked about that before. I think that's a sweet spot. If you're not at a place with bottomless resources, and we're not at St. Louis, then you have to be really good about recruiting, retaining, layering in good young players, and then hopefully the portal's used to fill voids that your team may have that you can't fill internally. But if you're doing it right, for us, a lot of our voids should be able to be filled internally with guys developing and growing into bigger roles year over year, which actually is how it worked up until the transfer portal and NIL, right? I mean, it was really guys grew in and they, we talked about a lot, when I was at LMU, we kept guys 5 years and it was like, they started off, they came in as at the bottom. And by the end, fifth year seniors, they were CEOs, right? And that's a part of that growth process. So, it's challenging when we have 10 new scholarship players. So that's a lot. But we do have 5 returners on scholarship, and those 5 have done a great job, setting a tone, understanding what we're doing. 5 is, 2.5 more times than we had last year, because I had Isaiah and Robbie, but the whole rest of the team was new. So we're actually further ahead. And I'll say this, the portal's allowed us, it works both ways, but we feel like we did really well, with the 6 guys we brought in there, and also with the 4 freshmen. We got 4 really good freshmen, 4 talented guys that we like, and Jax Kerr, Cam Hudson, Luke Lechkowski, and Badara Diakite. So, those guys won't get as much mention, but did really well there. And then the 6 guys from the portal have all come in and really taken very quickly to what we're doing. And, we're pretty, far ahead as to where we were last year.
How is Otieno looking? I told you about him earlier. I remember when you played Quinnipiac and I said, who the heck is this guy, Troy? I mean, whoever gets him is going to be a happy team if he ends up transferring. And here he is. He's a specimen.
Yeah, no, he's been fantastic. And, man, is he every bit? I mean, he's a terrific player. He's a better human being. And the guy who benefits, I think, the most from his presence, and he will when they play together, but also going against him in practice every day, is Robbie Avila. Just going against Paul every day, Paul's really pushing him. And Robbie last year kind of had his way in practice. This year certainly has been a tremendous challenge for him when he goes against Paul. I think when they play together, Paul takes some things off his plate. Paul, affects the game in so many ways on both ends of the floor. He's got incredible versatility. But, man, his rebounding, his motor, the way he sprints the floor, the way he opens up things for his teammates. He does a lot of things, both visible and invisible that drive winning. He's been we really had high expectations for Paul coming in, but I think he's going to be even better than we thought, you know, on the way in. He's a guy that has a chance to make a massive impact for us here in this upcoming season.
Obviously, you've lost some guard play and perimeter shooting. How do you replace that? What are you excited about when it comes to your backcourt?
Well, you know, we lost two great ones, as you said, and Gibson, Jimerson, Isaiah Swope combined to make 214 threes. Kobe Johnson had a really, you know, solid year for us. And, you know, those three guys started, played a lot of minutes, Gibb and Swope among the top in the country in minutes played. And so I don't think things are not always the same. You know, it's every team is different. You can't go out and replace a Gibson Jimerson with another Gibson Jimerson or Isaiah Swope, another Isaiah Swope. What you do is you go out and you try to, you know, put together the best group collectively. We love our backcourt. I think fans are going to be really excited when they come in and they watch guys like Quentin Jones, Trey Green, Ishan Sharma, Deion Brown, Brady Dunlop. Even, like I said, the younger guys, Cam Hudson, you know, Luke Lechkowski, you know, our collective in the backcourt is as good as I've ever had. You know, I've been blown away by, you know, how hard those guys work, how competitive they are, how quickly they pick up and apply stuff, how coachable they are. You know, it's been terrific to work with them. And all those guys, like I said, all seven, and starting with certainly Quentin and Trey, Ish, you know, Deion, like I said, they've, you know, just, I think, have a chance to really push each other, make each other better. And the practices are going to be terrific because there's a lot of, you know, that's where you sharpen your blade, you know, is in practice. And you go out into competition, and the competition exposes you and is able to give you a snapshot of where you are, gives you data points for, hey, this is what you're doing well, this is what you're doing poorly. And then you go back and you attack those things, try to build on things you're doing well, try to obviously address the other areas. But practice and having that many guys in practice that go against each other, it really, like just talk about with Paul and Robbie, same thing with Quentin and Trey and Ish and Deion and, you know, and Brady and all the other guys, you know, Luke, Cam, et cetera. They're just making each other better. That helps Amari. That helps Dylan. You know what I mean? And there's incredible depth, and that's that. Those guys are really challenging each other, pushing each other, but in a healthy way.
One final thing, Kellen Thames, just to recap for folks, last year was dealing with some cramping. He was going through a battery of tests. My understanding is he's been medically cleared, but also it's just a management issue right now.
Yeah, well, he's been, you know, he's been medically cleared. We went through a battery of tests this off season, which was something, you know, he needed to do to figure out exactly what was happening. The great news is they don't think it's anything that's, you know, going to be life altering for him. You know, there were some things on the table that would have been scary, but those hurdles have been cleared. So it's not that. It's basically an issue of, you know, how do we manage the situation? He's been great this summer. You know, in the controlled scrimmages, and then we've gotten up and down where we've done more game-like scrimmages. He's been able to handle that. And so right now he's clearing, you know, every obstacle this summer. So far here the first month, he's looked terrific. I mean, you know, we all saw last year, you know, the first four games, you know, I think he was averaging 15 and 7.5 through the first four games for us. And Kellen was tracking to be a, you know, potential all-league guy, and we're certainly a much better team last year if he's healthy. And it's the same thing this year. I mean, he's a guy when he's healthy and able to play. Kellen's just an extraordinarily impactful guy. He's great in our system. He's great in transition, cutting, all the other things. So there's more hurdles to clear, and we got to, you know, see how he does as the season wears on, as we get to games, as we get, you know, referees, all that stuff. But so far this summer through June, every single hurdle that he's had to clear, he's been able to do so and really without much issue.
I see that you've announced an open practice on Tuesday at 4 p.m. at Chaffetz Arena. What a great opportunity for fans to see your team and maybe pick out a couple of spots where they want to sit this season.
Absolutely.
During your home schedule.
No, yeah, it's a great opportunity to see our guys. We got this last week here before we before we break. They get a 10-day break here over July 4th, so they'll leave that Friday and be back that Monday the 7th. And so, great chance for our fans to come out to see all these new guys, To get a feel for the team. I know that's in this era, you know, so many new players, it's a little harder. So this, hopefully this open practice gives our fans a chance to get out, come see our guys, meet them, watch them play, get a feel for what the team's going to look like. And, you know, as we build excitement, we got a great schedule, coming here for our home fans. You know, we know we have San Francisco, Grand Canyon. There'll be other games released as we go, but we're hoping, you know, we got some marquee home games, some top 75 teams coming into to Chaffetz, and, you know, but it's a great chance for our fans to come in, meet our players, watch us play. And as you said, hopefully pick out some seats where they want to sit, because I think it's got a chance to be a special season. And, you know, certainly we appreciate and know, you know, our fans make that are a huge part of that. And, you know, what Chaffetz is when it's turned up, it's as good as arena as I've been in.
It's great. It is St. Louis's basketball team, after all. St. Louis University, the Billikens, with their open practice on Tuesday, this Tuesday, June 24th at 4 p.m. at Chaffetz Arena. Head coach Josh Schertz back with us on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning. Appreciate you. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
All right, great to talk to the coach. I am Tom Ackerman. When we come back, we shift to hockey. We're going to talk to Tim Taylor, the Director of Player Development for the St. Louis Blues, and what they're up to right now. Back in a moment. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning, coming to you live from Ballpark Village, Cardinals Nation Restaurant, back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be back with you. The Cardinals lineup is out. We will give you that in just a bit from here at Busch Stadium inside Ballpark Village. Cardinals Nation looking in from left field. I'm Tom Ackerman, and my brain right now is on hockey. And that is a good thing. We're talking to Tim Taylor, assistant GM, overseeing player development for the St. Louis Blues. Won't be long. This is the shortest offseason in sports, I think, as we just saw the Stanley Cup be awarded to the Florida Panthers in back-to-back years. The Blues want to get that back, and Tim Taylor is with us on KMOX. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to be with you. The development camp from June 30th to July 3rd at Centene Community Ice Center. It's open each day, free to the public. Practice will be from noon to 1:15, and it's an exciting time for you. How do you see your group this year as people will see the young players who are in development?
Well, it's exciting for our team. We've got a lot of good young players, a lot of guys that we've had high-end picks over the last 3 or 4 years. So it's nice to kind of see them come in the summer, and they come from their junior teams or their college teams and over in Europe and come together knowing that at some point someday that team, that those guys will be together as part of the Blues. So it's nice to get them in and see where they're at physically. Obviously, it's a big week for them to do some testing and get a feel of what St. Louis is all about. And hopefully they can see a light of the tunnel trying to play in the NHL and see what it takes to be in the NHL. So we're excited with all our players.
Just to understand for people what development camp is, here are some of the players who have graduated out of the Blues development camp. Dvorsky, Snuggerud, Stenberg. I mean, these are tremendous players who have made a big impact, Tim.
Absolutely, and that's what we're striving to continue with our young players is we have a great development staff with Chris Thorborn, Glenn Wesley, Matt D'Agostini, and our power skating instructor with John Stanbrook. And we bring our AHL coaches in to help run the on-ice facilities drills for this week. So I'm really excited where our staff has gone with our development with our young players. As you see, these players now come through development, and then they move right into our AHL team and to our NHL team, and they're making splashes for the Blues. So we're excited for people to see these new guys come in this week and show them what kind of skills they have, and as well as we want to make sure that they spend this summer, get bigger and stronger. So we're going to see all that this week.
This is Tim Taylor. He's assistant general manager, taking a look at player development here on KMOX. And Tim, this is an organization that has been in St. Louis for a long, long time. But at the same time, do you work from the inside out? I mean, obviously you canvass the world when it comes to the best players, but how aware is your staff and everybody else of what's going on right here in your backyard? Isn't it something? I mean, I just mentioned Matthew Tkachuk. The players who are developed right here in our town.
Yes, and we've actually brought some of those players to development camp in the past. And you know, Jacob Dobes, a goaltender now for Montreal Canadiens, went through our camp. He's from being in the St. Louis area, so it's been really good to see that. Again, hockey is comes to the forefront in St. Louis. Obviously, with the Blues winning in 2019 was spectacular, and now with Matthew Tkachuk, back-to-back championships, and all the players that now. That are born and raised in St. Louis. It's really remarkable, to be honest with you. They've got a great structure there with kids' hockey programs, and that's a credit to the Blues alumni for all the guys that come back and given their time and effort and continue to grow that model there. So it's been great, and St. Louis should be very proud of the players they've produced.
Absolutely. You know, I'm looking at this, and I see first-round picks on the list. I see World Junior Championship silver medalists on the list. I see a Memorial Cup finalist on the list. I also see Marcus Broberg. That name popped out to me. That's Philip Broberg's brother who got the invite on defense. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting for him. Obviously, we're really happy with Broby with his season and where his career is headed with the Blues. So. We thought it'd be a nice addition to add his brother here and get to see a look at him. I have not seen him personally play yet, so I'm excited to see what he has to offer. He's going to go back to college for next year, so it's going to be exciting to see. Again, he's one of the players that we'll be watching throughout the week, watching their skills and just seeing the work ethic and just seeing where all these young kids are at. And really, it's a bright future for the Blues organization because of our development and what our amateur staff has done with the drafting of these young players.
All camp sessions include 60 minutes of skills and power skating work, followed by a 15-minute 3-on-3 scrimmage. The 2025 St. Louis Blues Development Camp is June 30th to July 3rd at Centene Community Ice Center. On-ice camp sessions take place each day from noon to 1:15. They are free and open to the public. And I guess that's just the final thing, Tim, is how much the organization gives back to these fans. I mean, you have a great relationship with your fan base, and I'm always amazed when I go to Centene and I see how many people pack that place and watch these sessions.
Well, it's great for the kids to see that, you know, what could be lying ahead of them. And obviously our fans are second to none. We're so excited to showcase what we have in our organization for the talent that the upcoming will one day play for the Blues and be on the big ice. So, again, our fans have been great. And really, at the end of the day, that's what you play for. We went through COVID and there was no fans, and it was hard for those players to play. And at the end of the day, that's what you play for. You play for your fan base. You play for the people cheering you on all the time. So we're excited to bring this another development camp to all the fans and see what the future is going to be bright for us.
It's great to have Tim Taylor on KMOX. He was a great player himself, a 13-year career in the league, and has been a big part of the Blues for quite a while now. It's great to have you on KMOX, the assistant GM overseeing player development. Good luck with the development camp, and stay in touch with us.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Great to have you on KMOX Radio. We have a Cardinals lineup that is out. I'm going to give it to you when we come back from the break after the news. We're going to open up with that, and then we dive into Lutz Fahnensteel. Might have some news pop in there from City. Stay tuned. He always has something for us. There's no doubt about that. He always has something for us. Mark Boyle, the voice of the Pacers, will be with us, and we're also going to hear from Bernie Miklas himself on KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.